Okay, so Yoina is swallowed up by the dog. The going says, and we were dyke in the psukim, he's swallowed up by a dog, and then in Pasuk Beis it says, "Vayisvael Yoina el Hashem l'kam me'a dogah." So that the going that the dog is
Keter.
well,
Dog is the keter. Dog
the dog
is Gehenna.
is the kever. So first it goes to the kever. After 3 days, the neshama is hanging around the kever. That's why the avilos of the first 2 days are chomer. After that, 3 days later, he starts davening because he's in the mei hadaga, and now he's already in Gehenna. He's not davening the first 2 days because he thinks he's going to get back into the guf somehow. Vayomer karosi mitzaroli el Hashem vayaneni mibeten sheol shivati shamata koyle Hashem. He's davening from Gehenna now that he's in the beten of the sheol. So Rashi's bothered. Sheol, what was Shaykh Sheol over here? According to the Goyin, he says, Shaykh Sheol, that's where he is. He's talking about Gehenna over here. It's almost unbelievable.
The Gemara learns that there's a Pesach to Gehenna from in the Yam from Yoina.
From this, from here.
Right, one in Kairach, they fell three places.
Right, three places, Yishlaim. So I'm saying it's very Gishmak. This is the second place. I see that the Goyin says there's a shinui in the lashon of the pasuk to be meramez beferish to the remez. The first one, this sheol, and the other one it says v'haniyah chishval lehishaver. So the aniyah was about to break, but the lashon chishval lehishaver is a funny lashon. So he says it's a remez to the guf taka. The person was thinking that his neshama was going to leave him. So it was a choice of words to incorporate. Right. This to incorporate the remez as well. So Sheol, he's in Sheol. Atashtecheni mitzula mi bilvav yomim, and he sent me deep into the lave of the yam. V'nar yisajaveni komish barecha v'galecha alay avar. All the trials and tribulations are going over me. So he says that when I was in the world, bilevav shu b'imke yamim, I had a lot of trials and tribulations in life. And eventually, you threw me over the Na'ar Dinar into the Mabar. The Gemara says Na'ar Dinar is mechalik between Gan Eden and Olam Hazeh. So I had to go over the Na'ar. That's like it says over here. And Komish Barecha v'Galecha Alay Avaru Shekvar Savalti Kol Hatzaris Vo'in Shemuchol Klipois Noto Kol Echa Mimenu Chelka. So I'm not getting involved in the clippers right now, but the point is that he's saying that he experienced enough tsar to be able to be freed from this Gehenna. He already went through enough tsar
we're saying that applies to every neshama.
What?
In the Rem is the Kalavel.
Yeah. That's the Taina of it. I thought to myself, Rashi says, because when you threw me into the yam, I thought nigrashli, you were megarish me minegereinecha, from in front of your eyes. I thought you got rid of me. Ach oisif lahabit, but now I see el hechal kotshecha, your hechal. So somehow in the pasuk, pshat of the pasuk, Yoina is saying that when you threw me off the yam, I thought life was over. I thought you forgot about me. I thought the lowest of the low. I'm inside of this is the lowest place that a human being can reach. This is the bottom. You can't get worse than this. And I thought that you forgot about me. But you kept me alive. So I saw that there was a shkacha pratis inside here. Ra'isi shikiyam tani kolelo ayamin. Yadati must be ki oisef lahabit alecha kachacha. But the Panovich Rav says, if you kept us alive, it must be. If you kept me alive, there must be a reason for it. So that's the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk. It's like the Grav. Ani amarti nigrashti. When I died, I was nervous that I'll be like those people. Shein lam chelik bo'ilam haba. Shein lo chayim v'lo nidoinim. I thought I went down to Gehenna. That's it. You threw me down, and my neshama is going to suffer. But now, after I reached the certain amount of purity and tsar that was experienced and purification, and then I realized, Ach oisef lahabit el heichal kodshecha, nishba betu besecha, nizba betu besecha, means kibbutz ra'isi shitzeraftani b'kor ha'gehenim. All the suffering that I suffered in Gehenna was not suffering for naught. It was suffering as a cleansing process, as a purification. And you did it in order to perfect me to reach Olam Haba. Unbelievable text in the book. And you're marking the grash the Ach oisif lahabit aleichal kachava. Okay, this is the only way. See, according to the Rashi's pshat, the pasha pshat, you have to know what's the oisif lahabit. The stomach, it means I will once again be able to. I see that even forget about me, you're going to give me life, you're eventually get me out of here. But in the pasha pshat, it's not clear why is he better off than he was before he got there. But according to the gross pshat, ach oisif lahabit, I'm going to see more now than I could have seen before. Because now I went through this cleansing process. The purpose of cleansing me was because I could not have appreciated Olam Haba. My neshama was dirty. My neshama was full of tumah. And the only way that I could appreciate the Olam Haba is through the cleansing process of the Gehenna. And therefore, I thought that you just forgot about me. In reality, it's to be moisif. So it's a geshmak ha'taych in the pasuk. There's a hisafa over here more than what I had before. Whereas in the pasuk pshat, I don't know where the hisafa is. It's just I will once again be able to. So I think it's the geshmak ha'diyuk over there. These pesukim are very very powerful pesukim. Afafuni ma'im ad nefesh. The water afafuni surrounded me ad nefesh. Until my soul would leave, I was in the depths of the water. Suf chavush l'roishi. So Rashi says, Yama de suf alai le'el min reishi. Yama de suf. So somehow this story happened in the Yam Suf. Sure. She'ero kadosh baruch Yam Suf ve'ich avru Yisrael b'soichai. So you shnei eini adaga k'min shnei chaloinoi v'mistakal v'roi akomash v'yam. So Rashi says, that he was able to see the Kriyas Yam Suf, the story of Yam Suf. Okay. But the Gra says, Afafuni Mayim Ad Nafesh, again, here he doesn't, I don't know if he's adding a point, but he says, B'yein Mitzula Shua Gehenim Basi B'mamake, Kibo Mayim Ad Nafesh. So again, you threw me down and surrounded me in the Gehenim, my Nefesh, Tahoy Mitzul Veveni, okay, so it's a beginning of Tehoim in the Gehenna. And understand the word to himself is your word. That's how it's suf chavush l'roishi. So what's the suf? So he says here is a pasuk in Iyov. Kate sam lachoyshech ulchol tachlis hu choyker shamu. Al halilis shu charva. The lilis is the
shade.
The shade that's in charge of bad stuff, and if he has a cherif, v'u soif l'chol adam.
It was a sheep.
Okay. From kolois aver malach now. B'ze amru suf chavush l'roishi. So Gra is an interesting title over here. I'm not sure exactly, but. I think the way he's teaching this is my averus are accompanying me to the tahim. Afafuni mayim ad nafesh, tahim yisay veveni, I'm surrounded by my own averus. Some sort of Chaim Volozhiner concept that you create your own olam haba. The ruach hatumah which is created is the ruach hatumah that you create from your own averus. Suf chavush l'roishi. What's suf chavush l'roishi? So the Gemara brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'amru, Kolois aver malafasun malichasa k'shura like a kelim."
Gemara never does.
Gemara never does. When Saita, "Upirshu shekoy alei," it goes on him. V'zeh v'amru suf.
Or it was from Afufuni.
Right, and say chavush l'roishi. So a person's averus, the Gemara says, is that if a person was ever, it's like a kelev, if a person ever had some sort of, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that a woman was not going to be mizana with an animal because the animal will end up following her around. So imagine a person, you know, walking down to their chuppah, and all of a sudden, you know, another dog, a dog grabs her other arm and starts walking her down the aisle. Like the dog, loyalty, I guess, symbolizes the not letting leaving go. A person's averus are attached to him in Olam Haba, like a person's averus attached to him in Olam Haba, like a dog follows him around. He's going to be in Olam Haba. He's going to think he's all cleared. And somehow, these averus, you can't shake them. There's certain averus you can't get rid of. I don't know what the Tahara process of Ganim does get rid of and what it doesn't get rid of. But there's definitely averus that are Chavu Shalav L'Roishi. So he's saying, even after all this, Afapuni Mayim Manofesh, Tohim Yisoveveni, and Lamaisa, but there's still things that at the very end are still going to be attached to me. And I don't know how to get rid of them. So I assume that those are averus that are much more defining of the person's character rather than things that one time, you know, are uncharacteristic. But if a person makes that his midah and that his way of life, then it's going to stay with him. There's many rise to that in the Gemara, right?
By Yosef, it would have been one time, and he's concerned with Lishka Betzel.
That's the Makar for it, right? Right.
Even though it's...
So would it have been, or he was concerned with that? I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, the Maisa of the Gemara says that even in Olam Haba, the people still have the same bad midas that they had in Olam Hazeh. By Novel, I'll be the one to do it to Achav, right? So... You know, Lamaisa, the
Zira, that the Mapakei, the Chavetz Chaim, announced once that he has a B'soy Godel to tell the people in the yeshiva, and they were thinking he's going to, like, after Marv, and they thought he's going to say, so when Mashiach comes, and he said, also, you're going to give me back the same neshama. So you're stuck with what you create.
Right.
That's a B'soy Godel.
Yeah, yeah. The sub is not going to get any better. So there's certain things after the whole Tahara process. After the whole Tahara process, the person's stuck with that. Okay, leaving off on an expiring note. Yeah. Shabbos. Moving to Shem next week. Okay, Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos.
I'll shut up the shiurim. Okay.